There goes the final whistle. It is all over. The Columba have won this tie. 3-13 to 11 points. Into the draw for the semi-final. They go later where they join Dunlow and Fannad Gaels. But goals at the end of the day, I suppose, Gary, win you matches. Christopher Doherty stepped up with two. Aaron Doherty got one as well. But if we go back to the start of the tie with 3 minutes, or with 9 minutes on the clock, Niamh Columba were leading by 3 points to no score. That certainly was the foundation to their one today, and they never looked back after that, Gary.
Yeah, it's a very good point. You know, they had those first three scores in the first 9 minutes, and then they had four in a row, actually, between the 16th and 25th minute. Another big statement. I always feel if a team can rattle on three in a row, it's hard. It's hard for the opposition to try and get a result in the game, you know, and it's proven there today that because they got those couple of scores, a lot of scores in a row, they just got built up too much a lead and left it too far a gap for Buncrana to go and catch them then.
When you have two men like Christopher Byrne and Aaron Doherty up top, two potent men in front of goals, the opposition is going to be in trouble, Gary.
Yeah, certainly, and I think Kevin McNairn was brilliant for them today as well. I already gave him a mention there early. Lanny Malloy was good coming off the bench as well. Their keeper, I thought the kickouts, both keepers were very good today. They varied them between short and long, so that when they went long, both keepers, they created problems because they were getting away up the pitch on the attack. And listen, I'm glad the game opened up. It started off, I remember you kind of groaned the start when on the 15 behind the ball, but it did actually open up as the game went on then, so it did. And it was good to see that. I saw Oisín McGinley actually come off the bench, because the David McGinley's here in St. Eunan's, so it would out there, he came off the bench. He would have been, I think I was asking somebody there, he's in his early 30s now, so he is, so he would have been their main player for years, I remember. So as they have good players, you know, and they have strength and depth. And Buncrana will be deeply disappointed, Oisín. You know, when you look at their team on paper, there's some fantastic players, like, you know, Caelan McGonigal, Peter McLaughlin in midfield. Like, there's not too many teams in intermediate are able to match that. I would say there's a lot of teams in senior not able to match that standard of midfielders they have. And then, of course, Big John Campbell, Jigger O'Connor, you know, so they've a lot of good names on paper. Gary Duffy's probably put in 3 or 4 years with them there. It's back to the drawing board for them, you know. I'm sure they'll be hoping that Gary stays on now. And maybe, I remember a couple of years ago here, actually, they played Clonilly, I think it was in the semi-final. They were going really well that time, and they're maybe not at that level they were at a couple of years ago. You know, there's just something missing in them, because they, as I said, they have good players on paper.
Yeah. Well, just before we finish up, Gary, we do, of course, have the other game to come at 4 o'clock. Again, and we've said this numerous times this afternoon, we talked about the foundation of the good start for Niamh Columba, but the other part of that foundation is having somebody like Aaron Doherty. 1-7 today, man of the match performance by him. He was phenomenal, so he was.
Yeah, really, really excellent. You know, and listen, that's what the public come in to see good players like that there, and then when they perform as well, he's probably made it hard for himself now. Whoever gets him in the draw now, he'll be, they're going to have a very close eye on him, and he'll probably be double marked, because you would see that at intermediate. And from talking to some of those top level players that play at intermediate, you know, they get a lot of punishment off the ball, so they do, and physically and what have you. And so listen, he'd be well used to it, so that'll give him a good confidence boost going into the semi-final now, so it will. But a fantastic exhibition of scoring.
Listen, a big swing by Niamh Columba, Gary, in their penultimate game in the group stage. They went to Downings, and to be talk realistic about it, was a horrible performance by them.
Yeah.
So, but they bounced back to beat Buncrana, and now they've went another step here today. How big a statement is it by Niamh Columba for being contenders now in the championship?
Yeah, they're definitely contenders. You know, they've been contenders the last lot of years. Pádraig O'Donnell was manager the last lot of years, and he tried so hard to get them over the line, and just came up short a wee bit. And they're back in an Irish semi-final. Oisín, it's a long time since they even made an intermediate final. I can't remember them any time recently making an intermediate final. And I'm just thinking, Paddy J. McGinley, I see him down there on the pitch, the manager. I remember the big advertisement they'd out at the start of the year for the manager's job. It was an unbelievable advertisement. I think Jim Gavin wouldn't have been qualified to take the job. So Paddy J stepped in and took the job. So he'll be delighted in his first year back at the helm.